heart-based motivation is so much more powerful than head-based motivation. You need to take a closer look at the emotions that are driving you to put on weight. Just thinking about it won't cut it. If you're following your head when it comes to weight loss, then you'd follow a very logical approach of eating this and not that, exercising this way and not that way, drinking this and not that, and boom, you drop all of the weight you could ever need to lose. But we all know that's simply a fantasy, right? Weight loss is not about logic. It's about your emotions. The motivation that lasts, the kind that'll help you lose weight and keep it off, isn't found in any diet book. It's found by locating and successfully dealing with the emotional reasons that you sabotage your health and make unhealthy food choices. You know, like when you go into a store and you tell yourself you won't buy any junky snacks, only to find them in your hand as you pay for them at the cashier. Only your heart can teach you to embrace and love the new, healthier habits that will lead you to lasting weight loss success. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. Use your emotions to motivate you in a positive way. Let's look at motivation. When it comes to losing weight or accomplishing any goal that requires changing ingrained habits, what's more important than your amount of motivation is the source of your motivation. You see, we can be motivated by external rewards like money or recognition from others, but this type of motivation isn't going to help you make the lasting changes you need. If you're losing weight to please someone else or because you feel forced to make changes, then you're less likely to remain motivated over the long term to accomplish your goals. Internal motivation, the type that comes from your personal choices and your own initiative, is much more likely to achieve success in losing weight. The more autonomy you have over your willingness to succeed, the better the results are likely to be. That means that the more you want something with your heart, and the more critical it is to your values and dreams, the more significant the influence it'll have over your behaviors. You need to truly understand exactly why you want to lose weight. When it comes to losing weight, you must discover your real motivation for deciding that you need to change your life. Start by asking yourself a straightforward question. If I could do anything in my life, what would I want to accomplish? Then, ask yourself the same question about your health. If I could do anything for my health, what would I want to accomplish? Take your time to really consider, reflect on, and answer these questions. Your answers will be very different from other people's because we're all unique. You might want to feel more comfortable in your body, or your focus may be on eliminating medications for symptoms caused by a poor diet. Or maybe you just want more energy, or to be able to do activities you once enjoyed. Some people want to be happier with their size, while others want to be able to move without pain or without trouble breathing. Whatever your why, think about how much you really want to achieve this goal and what it would mean for you. How would your life change? What would you feel? And how important are these things to you? Spending some time getting in touch with these answers and being honest with yourself about what you want to do and why will help you determine if your motivation is coming from a place of internal desire or from external sources. Once you know what it is that you really value when it comes to your weight and health, you can design a goal and a plan for reaching it that'll ensure your success. But it's equally crucial that you recognize all the why nots that have prevented your success up until this point. Accepting that you have not overcome obstacles up to this point in your journey is important so you can come up with and create better plans for overcoming these moving forward. Consider what you've allowed to stand in your way and how you'll do things differently from now on. Use powerful, heartfelt affirmations to support you. Affirmations are positive statements that help to strengthen your mindset to get what you want. Check out my other podcast, number 88, How to Use Weight Loss Affirmations the Right Way. This will teach you how to formulate affirmations correctly. They need to be done right. Using affirmations like, I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm at my perfect weight of 50 kilos or less. I'm loving my new slim figure. Really see yourself as you want to be, and it will help keep you motivated. Don't underestimate the power of your emotions and the power of your mind. The only reasons you'll fail is if you give up too soon or you don't even start.